Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1082, Health Habits Guide, the How-To's for Body Transformation, Part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. So before I get to today's post, I have to share a humbling experience with you. I cannot believe how humbling it was to have my passport photo taken. All right, you may be wondering, why would I need a passport during a pandemic? Well, I figured that the world is going to open up eventually. And when that happens, everyone's going to want to travel. And they'll probably realize that their passports have expired. My passport's expiring next year, so I figured, let's get a new one before the rush. Anywho, I get my passport photo taken, and the person helping me said, do you want to take a look at the photos and pick one? I said, no, I know I'm not photogenic, so just pick one for me. He looked at the photos for a second and said, I like this one better. And he printed it up. Now, I didn't look at the photo until I got home. The first thought that popped into my mind when I did finally look at it was, that's what I look like? I swear, my right eyelid was drooping slightly. So it looked like only my right eye was mid-blink when the photo was taken. Now, I didn't go back and get a new picture taken. I figured this was still better than how I look in most photos. So what does the story have to do with anything? Well, nothing really. I just needed to vent. But if I were to really stretch it, I could say that JC in today's post is going to discuss the importance of our own self-image and how that self-image can help determine whether we are successful in achieving our goals. Hey, I put it together. That's not bad. All right. So remember, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1081. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Health Habits Guide, the How-To's for Body Transformation, Part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Who you choose to be defines your health habits, identity-based habits. There are lots of processes for building new habits or breaking bad ones, but the method I love the most is known as identity-based habits. And to make it as simple as possible, this is the premise of that approach. You have beliefs about the world and yourself. Those beliefs dictate your actions and behaviors. Those practices determine who you become, and who you become is your identity. Your identity defines character traits and what makes you unique. If you don't believe you can change, then you probably won't. But this isn't because of some magical woo-woo idea that your beliefs automatically create your reality. This is because our beliefs influence how we perceive the world around us. It determines how we think, and our perception and our thoughts determine our actions. So if you don't believe you can be stronger, leaner, more active, and in better health, you probably won't be. And it's not because this reality is impossible for you. It's because you don't do what it takes to get there. Here's a quick mental exercise. Imagine someone you know that represents exactly how you want to be. They've reached some goal that you aspire to. The good news is this: if someone has achieved something, it's most likely entirely possible for someone else to achieve that too. They might be strong in the gym. Maybe they have six-pack abs. Maybe they're an early riser. But more importantly, the person's belief about themselves allows them to put in the work to get the results they want. Accomplished athletes have a belief that they're the type of person who is disciplined enough never to miss a training session. They always get to bed on time and eat enough fuel for recovery and good health. High achievers in business possess a belief that their time is valuable and that they should use it wisely while hiring others to help bear the load of daily operations. As a result, you won't see them spending time doing things they're not good at. To reach your goals and change your health habits, you have to begin assuming the identity of those who are where you want to be. When working on assuming the identity of the person you wish to be, you must know two things. One, you must adopt a similar belief system. And two, you must act in a similar manner. When going about adopting a similar belief system, you must deconstruct a few things first, like, what do they believe about themselves? And what do they do daily? Let's break it down. What do they believe about themselves? How you see yourself and your situation is a product of your beliefs. Again, if you think you can change and want to bad enough, you'll start to figure out how to make the change. If you have a limited view and see your situation as fixed, then you might not take actions to change your behavior, because why attempt to change what is fixed and permanent? Most high achievers have a belief in themselves that their goals are possible and within reach. But how do you instill a belief if you're intimidated or unsure about losing 20 pounds or getting a six-pack for the first time? You pick small changes to implement and work on those first. It's like what I said yesterday: making massive changes all at once is never doable. Most people don't have the willpower and discipline, or the environment, which is a much bigger determinant of outcomes than you might imagine, to change a bunch of habits all at once. So it's better to start small. And when you start small and prove to yourself that you can get to the gym no matter what, or eat more meals at home consistently, then you start to build momentum. Consistency is the mother of all progress. As you make progress, you build momentum. And as you pick up momentum, belief builds in your ability to make things happen. And as the belief forms, you get more comfortable making changes. Again, start with the smallest goals first. Commit to those changes and build the belief in yourself required to continue the follow-through. As you build discipline, making more changes becomes easier. As you build discipline with doing your one thing, making more changes becomes easier. Let's look at the next aspect of assuming the identity of someone making significant progress. What do they do? We already know that their belief in themselves is what allows them to make progress and be consistent, which is what matters most. But what do they do? Well, it's different for everyone, but success leaves clues. Any professional athlete has a particular and specific practice schedule. They have a set amount of work that has to get done each day to improve their skills and abilities. So let's say your goal is to be leaner, stronger, and confident in your bathing suit. Let's look at what that person who does look lean, strong, and confident in their bathing suit is doing every day. What do they eat? What type of training are they doing? How much time do they spend meal prepping? How closely do they track their calorie intake? How do they manage stress? What daily actions led them to the place they're in today? Answer those questions, and you'll have an idea of what's expected. There are a lot of questions to ask, but once you figure out the behaviors, you can begin to implement the same behaviors to get a similar result. But don't worry if you don't know the answer to every question. You don't have to know it all at once. All that matters is you aim to make one change at a time and continue doing so. Just keep getting better systematically over time. Build better health habits in 5 steps. The main things to remember are that no one particular health habit is going to be the same for everyone. It all depends on the context of your own life, needs, wants, and goals. What you want and need is going to depend on where you're at right now. I've created a set of simple steps to help you implement lasting behavior change. Step 1. Determine what habits you'd like to create or change and develop a reason why. Dig deep. How much will you regret it if you don't make this change? Step 2. Pick one change at a time and stick to it until it becomes part of your routine. Step 3. Build a habit loop. Once you create a new habit, start another one that builds on top of the other, also known as habit stacking. Step 4. Identify with and become the person who has achieved a similar goal. Adopt similar habits and actions, and above all, remain consistent. I want you building momentum over time. And lastly, step 5. Get support or reinforcement or some accountability as necessary to keep you on track. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Health Habits Guide, The How-To's for Body Transformation by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So JC was talking about self-image and how your goals may be to be leaner, stronger, and feel more confident in your bathing suit. He said to look to someone that exemplifies those qualities and do what they do. The research actually supports this idea. Scientists, in fact, claim that obesity is contagious. Now, not contagious in the same way as COVID, but instead contagious when it comes to behaviors. So if you hang out with folks that are sedentary and folks that dine out frequently instead of cooking at home, then you probably will too. But the same formula works if you want to perform healthier behaviors. If you make friends with those that work out 5 days a week and cook most of their meals at home, then you probably will too. That's the power of social support. So if you're comfortable, share your goals with your family and friends. See if any of them want to join you in your quest to feel your best. Hey, that's not bad. For me, this may mean I need to hang out with folks that actually look good in their passport photos. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.